about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm a little stiffer today. I don't know. I bet some sort of humidity or storm is coming. I know that's not in the forecast. I don't know where you all live and where you all are listening from, but I don't know. I can feel it. You know how dogs know what's happening with the weather? I can feel it. That's my joints. I tell you, getting older, not too fun. I was just limping today getting out of bed, and it wasn't even the plantar fasciitis. I mean, it was just, I was stiff. You know, we were talking about getting older on Facebook. I said, you know you're getting older, right? We were also talking about underwear this week on the show, so I decided to kind of blend the two subjects, which is what I do, you know, because we've got to make things pertinent. And, you know, if your underwear goes from having X amount of silk content or nylon content to more and more cotton over the years, you know you're getting older. And if you also notice their underwear, the color starts to fade. No more black. No more polka dot, no more hot pink, starts to go to white. So, you know, look at your underwear drawer. If you're wearing the 18-hour Playtex bulletproof bra, which I end up donning most of my days, and the white Hanes Herways, you're getting old. You're getting old. Now, look, I know my husband's birthday, when that comes up, don't worry, I'll, switch it up a little bit. I'll probably wear beige. But that's about it when it comes to color. I'm getting old. Yeah. Oh, the poor man. The beige bra. Oh, isn't that horrible? And you know why we wear the beige? You know, guys ask, why do women wear the beige bra? It has got to be the ugliest undergarment out there. Well, you wear the beige bra because you're trying to blend in with your skin. You're trying to hide the bra strap. And so it's not really for our husbands we're doing it. It's to, blend in with their skin. It's just my skin is so white, I might as well just stick with the white Playtex. Now, there are bra straps now that are clear. You could get clear bra straps, but those bras, they usually don't hold too much. Those bras are for the first couple letters of the alphabet. You know, once you start getting into the, you know, double digits, you just got to go through, whatever is wide. Wire, fish wire, steel cable. You just got to wear what you got to wear. But, you know, interesting, one of the reasons why we talked about underwear, you know, many of you, you only get to listen to my weekend show. And you're probably like, thank heavens for that. And, one of the things we talked about yesterday was confidence builders. And there was a study years ago that said if you wear sexy underwear to work, not that anybody sees your underwear, but when you wear it underneath your clothes, even though you're wearing your regular uniform, et cetera, me, I'm wearing my scrubs. If you wear your sexy underwear, you have a bounce in your step. You feel better. You just feel more confident. And, you know, so I told Donovan, you know, who's working the dials today, anytime he wants, he doesn't even have to tell me when he's wearing, you know, fancy underwear. Donovan, are you going to plan to wear fancy underwear next week? he's a little man. Yes, that's the assignment. We all have to. Honestly, I'm not joking, guys. Next week, okay, this is all of our assignment, just to see if the day goes better. Now, it has to be comfortable. We talked about how much, you know, many of the sexy underwears that are out there, not too comfortable, especially since us women, we do the trick, and you men probably know this by now if you've listened to my show, because I tell men all the tricks we women do, but for women's breasts to look that good, if we didn't have a breast lift or enhancement, you buy a bra that's a cup size or two smaller than what you need. This way it looks like you're overfloweth-ing, right? Your bra overfloweth. And so it's uncomfortable. So ladies, that's not what I'm talking about. And men, wear something silky. Wear something that you feel kind of sexy, and even though nobody's supposed to look. And see if that makes your workday better. I mean it. I'm not saying this because I want everybody to get the groove on. I'm saying this because, you know, a lot of people, they hate going to work. Switch it up a little bit. See what happens. And if it does make you feel better, then I say Wednesdays, are sexy underwear days. And you don't have to tell anybody, you know, because you don't want the wife going, wait a second. You know, you're wearing your Donny Osmond purple, what are the guys? No, guys don't wear Speedos. What's the sexy guy underwear? I don't know. My husband doesn't wear sexy guy underwear. No, but you know what I think is sexy? I think the boxer briefs. Boxer briefs. I think those are sexy. So if my husband wears that, I'm good. He doesn't have to wear G-strings or anything like that. I'm good. Oh, if he's listening, he's going to get mad. But yeah, like I said, for his birthday, I'm going to switch it up for beige. All right, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got to really pack it in today. I mean, we are packing it in like a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, status pose versed, and a tampon that we fill with cocaine to stop the bleeding. That kind of packing we're doing today on the show. A lot of good stuff. But I want to hear from you, so please call in. That's my job. You know, I get fired if I don't answer your medical questions. That's my job. You're supposed to call in. I'm supposed to answer your medical questions, and I'm supposed to do it with some level of competency. Okay? I just found out those are those are my job requirements. All right? I better wear some fancy underwear because I don't feel very confident right now. Yeah, I have to show some level of competency. So call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, it's toll free, right? We wouldn't charge you. I do need to figure out how to make money, but we don't charge you for the calls. We don't charge you for the medical advice. Some of the best medical advice in the world, you know that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Please also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on my Facebook fan page. Yeah, there was a study that came out saying women that wear, you know, the hotter lipstick colors end up getting tipped more and get better tips and tipped more often and more frequently from men because I guess they are turned on by the red lipstick. I don't think it's that. Again, I think it's the confidence booster. Maybe women feel a little sexier, feel a little bit more confident, and, you know, they rock and roll. Now, why am I bringing up confidence? Bring up confidence because I want to talk about this little girl that was ziplining, this 26-year-old that got that deep gash, ended up having necrotizing fasciitis. We talked about this week. I need you guys to understand what happened and what possibly could have happened in the ER. Crucial mistake. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. And I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods has superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I've been getting many, many calls and many emails on what's been going on with Amy Copeland. This is a 24-year-old Georgia student who has already lost her leg to necrotizing fasciitis. Many people are scared to death because this is a healthy woman, a healthy girl. No medical problems from what we understand prior to this. Kind of makes her own homemade zip line that she was using, I guess with some friends. She falls, sustains a huge gash to her leg, goes to the hospital, and gets treated. Now is fighting for her life on a ventilator due to a flesh-eating bacteria. And everybody wants to know why, when just a week ago this girl was as healthy as can be, and gashes happen all the time. So just really quickly, let me go through this with you. Okay, she sustains a gash, a pretty deep one. From what I understand, she's in the emergency room, and we don't have the honest-to-gosh medical records with us. Okay, all we're having is the media portrayal of what's going on. I would love to see the ER records, but of course, those don't get to be available, especially since we have no idea where this is going to go legally. But from what I understand, the wound, most of the time when you go to the ER, the wound gets cleaned. They'll give you a tetanus shot. The tetanus shot doesn't protect you from getting tetanus that day. It prevents you from future tetanus infections. So you get a tetanus shot. you know, they clean the wound. Sometimes they'll debride it. Any dirty areas, any, you know, areas that could look like they aren't going to be viable, clean it off, and then they staple or they suture the wound together. So her wound was stapled. People are like, well, Dr. Dye, it was the staples. No, it wasn't. I don't think it was. All right. Staples are a pretty common. We use staples in the ER all the time. We use it in the operating room. You know, I know it looks a little barbaric, but it works. It works really well, and there's no changes in cosmetic issues whether you use the suture or the staple. And the staple gives a nice, good hold. Somebody could argue that the staple actually gives you a better cosmetic result and prevents you from infection because it has a nice, stronger hold than what you could do with a 3-0 or 2-0 nylon stitch. All right, so fine. Yet the kicker here was she wasn't given an antibiotic. Now, when I did ER, of course, I gave antibiotics. All right. Well, Dr. Dahlia, that's the problem these days. You doctors are giving too many antibiotics. It is a problem. Overprescription of antibiotics is a problem. But when it comes to colds, you know, if somebody comes in with a little cold day one, you really don't start throwing antibiotics at them. You watch and wait. You do symptomatic measures. You get a feel or try to figure out if it is bacterial, doing a strep test, etc. But when we're talking about a deep gash to the leg, something that required layers of repair plus staples, which I'm assuming is what happened, I would recommend, especially if it was in a possible dirty area, I believe she was around a lake and a forest area, I would give an antibiotic. All right. But again, hindsight, I'm not sure what was happening in the ER setting, but I could guess. And this is where the subject of confidence comes. All right. I'll tell you how it all mixes. No, the underwear subject's over with, but underwear went to confidence. Confidence went to necrotizing fasciitis, and you'll see. So anyway, what happened to her? Well, she apparently acquired a bacteria called Aeromonas hydrophila. Now, this bacteria is common, but not a very common type for necrotizing fasciitis. We usually see Aeromonas hydrophila maybe with diarrhea. Usually strep is the flesh-eating bacteria, all right, that we see. This Aeromonas kind of unique to cause this, even though it's rampant out here in our environment and in her environment. So what happened is the bacteria must have settled, but where it settled was probably on a layer of fascia. Now, fascia is a nice silky band, and I apologize if any of you listen to my week shows and this sounds redundant, but many people that listen on the weekend don't listen to the week, and this is extremely important for you guys to know, because I know many of you are scared that something like this could happen to you or your family. Anyway, the bacteria landed on it fed its way to the fascia. Now, the fascia, when you have fascia, it's a nice band, very pretty, kind of silky looking. I liken it to the bottom of your mattress. You know where you have that silky, silvery white, fascia. And it surrounds your muscles. And it surrounds the layers and separates the layers of your skin. You got the epidermis, you got the dermis, you got the subcutaneous fat. Then, you know, as you go deeper, you have the fascia, muscles, etc. We were talking about plantar fasciitis when we first started, how many of us limp as we get out of bed. That fascia can get really tight. It's a band of tissue, fibrous tissue that can get tight. When you sleep, you wake up, you stretch out the foot, it takes a while to stretch, then you stop limping, but it's a band, okay? So imagine a band or a sheet. Once bacteria gets there, it's like an ice rink. It can slide and propagate all along that layer. And that's why you have such speed with necrotizing fasciitis. Necrotizing means killing as it goes. Fasciitis, your inflammation of your fascia. So somehow she gets that infection there and it spreads. It goes up her leg. She ends up having her leg amputated. Now, from what we understand, she's on a ventilator and she's possibly going to lose her hands and her other foot. Now, they say hands and feet, which doesn't make sense if she has a leg amputated, other foot. But, you know, that's okay. Sometimes these articles can, you know, make some grammatical errors. That's fine. Lord knows I do. Now, I'm thinking, maybe it's not so much a bacteria that's hit her hands and feet, but if the woman's on a respirator, my guess is she went into septic shock. All right, necrotizing fasciitis, it's not going to just stay on the fascia. Once it gets that bad and you start to have the death and destruction of the cells, you could get this bacteria into the bloodstream. Once you get into the bloodstream, you can get something called sepsis. When you get sepsis, bacteria, etc., your body could go into shock. When your body goes into shock, your blood pressure drops. When your blood pressure drops, your extremities are the first to suffer because your body, going into emergency mode, wants to shunt blood to the central part of your body. So as it's shunting blood to the central part of your body, your toes, your fingers, your hands seem to get the brunt of it. So my guess is the reason why she may be losing her hands and her other foot is because she's in septic shock. Again, we're not getting all the details. Now, going back to the doctor, or what could have happened in the ER. Okay, so wound was debrided, cleaned, whatever, stapled. She was sent on her way. She comes back the next day from what we understand saying, look, I have pain. They looked at the wound, from what I understand. It didn't look infected. So they told her to take some pain medicine. Now, whether she went three times or four times, I'm still at a loss. I can't tell you how many times she went. But finally, a doctor decides to give her antibiotics. But by then, it was too late because the next day, she was extremely sick, and the necrotizing fasciitis was already going into play. So what the heck happened? Why didn't anybody give her an antibiotic? Why did it take this long? What happened? Well, a few things. Number one is many of us medical providers are well versed on signs of infection. Okay. You have the erythema. It gets red. You have swelling. You could have pus. It has a look to it. Okay. But keep in mind, remember what I said with the fascia. The fascia is deep. So you may not see the redness, right? You got the epidermis, the dermis, the subcutaneous fat, etc. So if you're starting an infection that's in the deep layers, you're not going to have the visual that we usually see when we see an infected wound. Which means if somebody says they're having pain in a wound, don't just think, well, it's because you were cut. It could be an infection. So if that doctor was in a hurry or something, I don't know what happened. He might have said, well, the wound looks really good. You're nice and clear. Just take some pain medicine, which is what happened the second time around. So I don't know if it was two different doctors, the same doctors, but now we have two visits where everybody's scratching their head going, what the heck happened? Remember, if the bacteria is in the deeper layers, it's going to cause pain, but you may not see the redness. And let's say she's a little anemic. Let's say other factors are going on. If you're anemic, you're not going to turn red. Now, we talked about this yesterday. A little kid with sickle cell anemia, let's say, comes in for a sore throat. Don't be looking for a red sore throat. He may not make red. See? Because, again, if he's anemic, he has a low blood count. So, again, you can't just be looking for red. The other thing we need to realize is an infection sometimes takes a good 2-3 days to cook. You don't want to wait for the infection to always cook. That's what we're starting to be taught with antibiotic resistance. Hey, don't give antibiotics day one. Wait till they actually have an infection. Okay, I get that. You don't want to be treating every cough and cold or virus with antibiotics. I agree with that 100%. But in this particular case, you're talking about a leg wound. By the time the girl got her antibiotic, it was already too late. She already had hundreds or millions of colony-forming units that were already just spreading throughout, such that by the time a doctor goes, oh, let's give you antibiotics, it was just way too late. The antibiotics didn't touch it. Now, are we breeding a group of doctors now that are lacking confidence or hesitating? With the idea of doctors overprescribing and everybody's on our case, and I agree, we do overprescribe. Is there a chance that ER doctor hesitated with antibiotics? Was he given a lecture in the hospital saying, you guys are prescribing too many antibiotics. I want you to wait. I want you to hold off. And he did. Was there hesitation? And if there was, we have a huge problem. Because with the way healthcare is going, we're having doctors hesitate on what they want to order. Don't go in. I'd love to hear from you. Were you ever denied something that you think you should have had? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jared writes, Doc, I'm listening to you in Henderson, Nevada. I had a sinus infection that went to the brain. My doctor refused to give me antibiotics when I originally asked for them, and I had to be hospitalized. How do you convince your doctor to treat you with antibiotics when he initially refuses? All right, great Great question. And that's what we're talking about. For those of you kind of joining us halfway here, we're discussing this 26-year-old girl who has a flesh-eating bacteria and the necrotizing fasciitis and what possibly could have happened in the emergency room and antibiotics and lack of receiving antibiotics. And, you know, and you know, about a month ago, they came out with a study saying doctors should stop giving antibiotics for sinus infections. Most sinus infections don't need antibiotics. And again, as a physician, I'm torn because I do believe we overprescribe antibiotics. Absolutely. I think we do. I think antibiotics are overprescribed. However, all right, it takes some instinct, takes a lot of know-how, it takes a lot of experience to know when you don't withhold them. And I watch my patients very closely. If I'm like, oh, you know, let's just watch you in a day or two, over the day or two, I will. All right, if I think they need the antibiotics, I'll give it to them. If I don't think they need it, I'm going to tell them, I don't think you need it. But in this particular case, we have a girl who multiple doctors saw, from what I understand, and nobody gave her an antibiotic. Now she's lost her leg. Now she's fighting for her life because she has an infection that an antibiotic can't control because the antibiotic was instituted too late. So Jared's like, well, what do you do? If you ask for an antibiotic and the doctor says no, what do you do? Well, there's, you know, number one is you can, you know, one thing is you could I switch doctors. You know, you could go and get a second opinion. You can do that. But if the second opinion, you know, doesn't help, it's a shame because you really need a doctor who's your advocate. Okay. And you also don't want to ask your doctor willy-nilly for antibiotics, too, because like I said, we physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, we're in a position where we're not supposed to be overprescribing. But what you could say is, look, I have no improvement. Okay, you're the first thing you tell your doctor, don't be talking about the game, don't be talking about how I'm doing all right. You say, I'm not improving or I'm getting worse. Okay, then you already start to go down the line and have them start to think, okay, you're not getting better on symptomatic measures. All right, then go, doctor, I've had this before. I think I need an antibiotic. I'm concerned. I'm vulnerable. I'm diabetic. I'm anemic. I don't know. You know, and then if not, and he says no, then come back a third day. But luckily, this woman kept coming back, and sometimes you just have to be persistent. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Cindy. Hey, Cindy, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, can you hear me?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay, good. Yeah, hey, I live in Las Vegas. First of all, I love your show.
Thanks.
Secondly, my dad and mom have lived in Israel for 20 years.
Oh.
And my dad died in November from the exact scenario that you were just talking about with septic shock.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I had some back surgery. I know. It was a rough month, believe me, a whirlwind trip, and it was tough. But he had had back surgery on his lower spine, and he basically survived the surgery, and the patient died. He was in a rehab hospital over there. And they did not recognize the signs of his sepsis, or, you know, and then he ended up having to get a catheter. And by the time that they recognized the fact it was the second shift of doctors that had come on in the rehab hospital, by the time that got recognized, and my mom's a cardiac nurse, so, you know, she was aware that there was something going on, and she kept asking him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the second shift of doctors said, you know, let's get him back to the main hospital. So they took him by ambulance, and as soon as they got him to the ER, they cultured everything. They cultured the wound and the urine and blood, and it turned out that it was from the catheter that he got the sepsis. And, yeah, he passed in about 12 hours. It was just a...
I'm so sorry.
They possibly could, you know, the...
Was this in Israel or in America?
Israel.
So this was in Israel. Okay, and they withheld antibiotics originally?
Yes, they did. I don't think they saw, like you said, that it was an infection. They
right.
Just, you know,
right, right. So then why treat? I see. Oh, that's
right.
Horrible.
And some of the confusion. Yeah, the last time I talked to him, he started, I don't know how quickly septic shock or sepsis symptoms start to show, but I talked to him just a couple days before he got really, really sick and died, and he was starting to have some mental confusion. He couldn't think of words, and my dad was brilliant. He...
Right.
You know, he was never at a loss for words.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, so it was tough. And by the time they got him to the main hospital and pumped him full of, you know, major antibiotics and everything to try to keep his blood pressure up, and he just didn't make it. You know, he just went down.
Well, gosh, Cindy, I know it must have hurt having to, you know, relive that, telling us the story, but thank you so much for calling in, and I hope your father rests in peace. My father's up there in heaven. Hopefully both of them are hanging out. My father's from Israel, so I'm sure they're hanging out, and they're probably talking politics. I bet that's what they're doing. Oh, but still, just horrible. And I'm going to tell you something. Cindy brought up a good point. If she was talking to her father and her father seemed a little disoriented, that could be a sign of sepsis. You see, again, infection may not just all be red and pus. We're always looking for red. We're always looking for pus, erythema, induration. No. Sometimes a change in mental status could be a sign of an infection. Not everybody gets a fever. You know, I mean, many, they're like, well, you know, he doesn't have a fever, so we don't have to treat. Yes, having a fever is a sign of infection. But remember when I talked about appendicitis attacks? How most of the patients I diagnosed with appendicitis didn't have a fever? They didn't even have a white count. You know, so you can't put everybody in the same textbook case. Everybody's different. And unfortunately, it sounds like with Cindy's father, he was already going through sepsis, was probably sick for days before anybody noticed. And by the time they noticed, it's too late. So, you know, we were talking about when Jared wrote, how do you talk to your doctor? How do you deal with your doctor? Well, from the doctor's point of view, and that's why I'm here, because I can tell you the medical point of view. When I teach medical students, I tell them, there's a few different things they need to have on their note all the time, okay? One is, if the patient comes back saying they're better, that should be the first line. Patient states they're better. If the patient's not better, then that should be the first line on your note. Patient reports the symptoms are not better. I know there's a clinic in town that does workman's comp. They always, their doctors are very well trained. Pattern of symptoms is improving. The pattern of symptoms is not improving. That is the first line on their notes. And what that does is it commits them to work further and to hopefully expand their mind. So that's why I said, when you go to your doctor, if you don't think you're getting better, the first thing you have to say is, Doc, I am not getting better. Even tell the nurse. So the nurse writes that down on the chief complaint, I am not getting better, because it does commit the doctor to making a decision. And it also helps the doctor out. Again, I don't want you guys putting your doctor in a corner. Remember, I'm a doctor, okay? I want you liking us. But on the flip side, it also helps protect the doctor, because if he does do a treatment plan that includes prescribing an antibiotic, he's not going to get heat, because here the patient is saying, I'm not better. But when we talk about hesitation, and doctors, this isn't going away. We've discussed at length how in emergency rooms, doctors are being told not to order as many tests as they used to. And understandably so. We understand where healthcare is going. Things are expensive. We're spending a lot of money. But when you tell somebody to stop practicing the way they practice and to hesitate on your choice of action, that's where I think we get into trouble. All right. You know, and we've talked about this at length. You know, when you take a test, right, you're doing a multiple choice test, your first answer comes to your mind is C, but then you go, wait a second, let me stop and rethink this. You rethink it, you put A, and A was the wrong answer, C was the right answer. Right? You go with your gut instinct. You go with your initial thought. You don't want your emergency room doctor to hesitate and go, wait a second, we're prescribing too many antibiotics. Let me pause. Wait a second, I know you had head trauma, but I got to hold off on the CT because I'm going to get penalized if I order a CT that's negative. We don't want any hesitation. It's an art. Do you tell an artist to paint a different way? Don't go away. We'll be right back. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, DrDahliah, so I can give you up-to-date medical updates. Please follow me on my Facebook fan page, and follow me. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Marlene, calling, I think, from Las Vegas. Hi, Marlene, honey. How you doing?
I'm fine. I heard your one conversation with that the lady with the sinus infections that went to her brain. That happened to me 5 years ago. I had had a sinus infection 3 months in a row, and I called in December and asked my doctor if she could give me a prescription. She said, "No, you've had them for the last 3 months. I think you need to come in." And I went in there, and she said I was completely dehydrated. They sent me, they tried to rehydrate me for 2 hours. Anyway, I won't go into all that.
Uh-huh.
I ended up with, in the hospital with a brain abscess.
Oh my.
And I was in the hospital for, a month and a half and, like 5 days. I don't remember any of it. And then I was in rehab for a month and a half.
Oh, my.
And, I don't remember any of it. And when I went back to the doctor for my final visit, because I couldn't get up enough nerve to ask him before that, because every time I left the doctor's office, the surgeon, he would say, "You are one lucky lady."
Yes.
And finally, on my last visit, I says, "Well, why do you keep telling me that?" And he says, "Well, because if you had not gone to the doctor,
you could have died.
You would have died."
Marlene, is that scary? Oh,
yes.
That's scary. Oh,
yes.
Honey.
And they thought when I went to my primary doctor, and then they transferred me to urgent care because they couldn't rehydrate me. They thought it was meningitis. And then they did a back.
The spinal tap. Ouch. Oh, those are horrible.
I didn't even feel it. I don't even remember any of this.
See, and somebody should have done a CAT scan. Oh, but then again, if an infection like that's going to spread to the brain, then they're going to look along the meninges and look for meningitis because it could go up and down the back. So that's understandable. But Marlene, honey, God bless you. I'm glad you made it through that. And thank you so much for sharing that story. For my listeners, if a sinus infection doesn't go away, right, even with antibiotics, get that checked. The sinuses, to me, they're just too close to the brain. Right? Have an ear, nose, and throat doctor take a peek, or have your doctor maybe do a CAT scan. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's too much money. It's no wonder we need Obamacare. No, look, I would rather you be safe and alive, okay, than to save Washington money. Okay, Washington wouldn't have the crisis it has if it made sure that the other 50% of the country was paying taxes like they should. But I'm not going to go off on that. Okay, let's move on. All right, it's not Dr. Dahlia's fault. The healthcare system is the way it is. But thank you all for sharing your stories. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of head scans and head CTs, it looks like female children athletes, concussions are on the rise. We are looking at more and more of these girl soccer players suffering concussions each year, even more than their boy counterparts. These girls can play. They are some tough cookies. But the heading of the ball is dangerous. Now, my father was a soccer player. Grandfather was a football player, so we're not immune to sports, we know. And they got hurt. And you do. And you don't care about the hurt because your adrenaline is pumping and you're doing it for the game. But I got to tell you, they say now concussions with female soccer players are now the second highest cause of concussions in athletic injuries. And I'm going to say it's not worth it. I wish there was some sort of a cool type of helmet these kids can wear, boys and girls on the field, even grown-ups. But soccer head injuries, I mean, at least with football, you get a helmet, not with soccer. So pretty dangerous stuff. So just watch your kids, and if they have had any sort of concussive injury, and remember, we talked about how a concussion happens. Let's say the ball hits the front of your head. Well, you get a blow to the front part of the brain, but because of the momentum, right, and the torque or whatever physics word you want to use, the brain hits the back of the skull, right, because of the movement. Then it ricochets off the back, heads front. So you get a coup counter coup type of injury. So you could technically incur three blows to the brain per each blow from the soccer ball. And it could still oscillate back and forth and still hit the calvarium, the side of the skull. And that's just one hit. That's just one hit. Now, I know we've been playing soccer for years, etc., but, you know, we're really starting to investigate head injuries in NFL players and boxers. We need to do it with our soccer players. And these little kids, you know, these are little kids with little kid brains and little kid skulls using still grown-up strength soccer balls. Think about it. Get your kids checked. Okay, another thing you guys need to think about is I need you all to watch your butts. It's extremely important to watch your butts. What are you watching your butt for? These accidental 911 calls. New York City emergency operators are complaining that they received 4 million butt calls. Your butt is dialing 911. I don't know how. I'm looking at my iPhone. I don't have a 911 button. But maybe some of you have a 911 that you could hit, which I think is a smart thing to do, to have that readily available on your phone. But your butt is calling 911 operators, and sometimes it takes an average of 19 seconds until they realize it was a butt call. All right, because remember, some people dial 911 while they're being held up because they can't talk, but they're hoping somebody's listening on the other end. What you don't want, again, we're talking about hesitation here, is your 911 operator to think, because there's nothing going on the other line, it's a butt call when it could really be an emergency. And, you know, keep in mind, some of these officers, now that's just New York. I have no idea what the numbers are in Nevada, Missouri, Minnesota. I don't know what the numbers are in, you know, individual states or cities, etc. But, I mean, if there's 4 million happening just in New York City, this is a huge problem. So please watch your butts, okay? Just, you know, okay, there's, I mean, and maybe somebody could argue that maybe all these tushies really feel endangered, that they're scared and they're fighting for their lives because they don't like being sat on. So maybe the tushies are calling 911. I don't know. All right. Also, I guess we're watching this new warning on sunscreen. Remember we talked about the oxybenzone and how oxybenzone may actually take the sunlight? And even though the sunscreen is supposed to protect you from skin cancer, it may grab the sunlight and cause free radicals to be made. And free radicals cause cellular damage, DNA damage, therefore putting you at risk for skin cancer itself. Well, now they're saying the zinc oxide. In Missouri University, researchers found that zinc oxide, when exposed to sunlight, undergoes a chemical reaction that may release unstable free radicals. So are we putting sunscreen on and it could actually accentuate the fact of the sun? I don't know. But I got to tell you, this doesn't, you know, lack logic. I mean, we're lathering ourselves up in creams and lotions, you know, and we don't like anything sitting out in the sun, right? Whenever something sits out in the sun and bakes or cooks, something goes wrong, right? So if your sunscreen bakes and cooks, something could go wrong. So again, I hate telling people to avoid the sun because I think the sunlight gives us so much that we need. But until we could figure out what the heck is going on and we have better cures for melanoma, I would wear your hats. I would wear long sleeve shirts. I would still do sunscreen, you know, but, I keep your eyes and ears open for any more of these studies. And of course, here on the Dr. Dahlia Show, that's what I do. Right? And still put sunscreen on your kids, but, you know, all these reports saying to lather them up every 15 minutes, I just get a little nervous. I would almost rather they have less sun exposure during the less sunny times of the day, 10 to 2, maybe even 10 to 3, and, you know, wear long-sleeve cool shirts, wear water shirts when they swim. This way you don't have to use as much sunscreen. Put the sunscreen on the sun-exposed parts, but try to avoid many of the parts. And remember their tushies. When they come out of the pool, the bathing suit falls, and you see part of the white line right from their tushy. Put some sunscreen on there or have them do it so their tushies don't get burned. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you Monday. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Cardio FX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
you might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.